Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back to Terry Wicks from Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. That is the Led Zeppelin, one of our listeners requested on the Fishbowl Thinker Facebook page. We appreciate that. But with that, we're already running late, guys, since I talked too much. So we're going to go right back to the phones, and we're going to be joined by Corey Spakes. He's from Stagecoach State Park. He's the administrative assistant, and I talked to him yesterday, and I think he spent most of yesterday trying to only get to the park headquarters because the snow was so deep up in the Steamboat area. So good morning, Corey. How are you feeling this morning?
Hey, good morning, Chad. I'm a little worse for the wear, but managed to get our campers out, and we're still trying to get access to the park, but I'm here.
You're there, and you said something like pushing 30 inches of snow yesterday. Coloradans love to hear that. Everybody should probably head up once you get your park open, but because we are running late, I'm going to jump right into our situation. First of all, fishing. We want to know. Everybody wants to know, how is the ice fishing? Other than being deep snow, how's the ice fishing right now at Stagecoach State Park? And for folks who aren't familiar, Stagecoach is up very close to Steamboat Springs.
Yeah, so we're actually only about 16 miles away from Steamboat. So for folks who want to come up, that's good to know. We're close, and we're actually the closest state park to that ski resort. And the fishing, it's funny, for better or worse, the fishing is phenomenal right now. I got some of the best fishing reports I've had this winter over the last 4 days during this storm. Multiple reports of fish in the 20 and 22 inch range, which is crazy. Tons of 17 and 18 inch healthy fish, and the stalkers are still biting really well. Yeah, the fishing's going really good. So lots of trout coming through. Not seeing much in the way of pike, but it's going good. If anybody wants to come up, though, bring a shovel and some snowshoes. It's tough access out there. There's about 2 feet of snow on top of a layer of slush on top of that ice.
Oh, geez. So my experience has been, in a lot of cases, the harder you have to fight to get to a place, the better the fishing can be. So there could be some argument for that. Anytime you can go out and catch, you know, plus or minus 20-inch rainbows and have the potential for pike, that's a good sign. Worth fighting the conditions for sure. But outside of that, it's obvious it's still winter up there, and you've got a major event coming up. It's called Debunk the Winter Funk. It was not an event I was familiar with, and we talked about it. It's got a huge diversity of events coming up. It's basically just for people to go out and shake off the shack nasties and give them a good excuse to get outside. Give us a rundown on what some of the events that people can expect if they visit Stagecoach State Park, and what is the date of your event?
So Debunk the Winter Funk, it's an annual event we do every winter, and just like you said, it's just to remind people that getting outside is fun. You get some of that cabin fever, you know, the winter blues, and get outside and have a good time. We're doing it next Saturday, February 15th. It's going to go from 10 to 2, and it's free. I mean, you need a state parks pass, but the event and all of the offerings are free. We're going to have ice fishing clinic going on the entire time. We've got fat bikes available to everybody to play with, and we're going to groom out a track. We've got ski bikes and a sledding hill. We're going to have archery down on the swim beach. Even though it's covered in snow, it's a lot of fun to get out there and fly some arrows, you know, in the wintertime. We're doing some avalanche demonstrations and training, and there's going to be a group out doing skijoring with dogs. And then, of course, we've got a campfire and s'mores, and the friends of Stagecoach State Park are going to come out and make hot dogs for everybody. It's just a really, really good, fun day.
And that is February 15th from 10 to 2, correct?
That is correct, sir.
All right. And by then you'll have the park all open, right?
Yeah, with any luck, I'm optimistic that we might have it completely open tomorrow, but it's probably going to be Monday. We've got a lot of digging out to do.
Well, I've never heard of them complain about snow at Steamboat, but you said you've worked at that park at Stagecoach there for 5 years, and these are some of the toughest conditions you've seen, which is also very good for Colorado. Maybe not so much for the guys that have to dig the park out, but you know, let me ask you this. As we go into this Debunk the Winter Funk event, if a guy wants to get help with some of these events, are there going to be guides or helpers, or is it just show up, bring your bow and fling arrows, or, you know, go skiing, or what's the deal?
So one of the cool parts about this event is a lot of folks don't know this is all equipment that we have available. So we are providing all of the ice fishing gear, everything from, you know, rods and reels to the actual bait and tackle. The archery setup is all ours. So we really don't need to bring anything except some cold weather gear. Be prepared for, you know, snow and slush and that kind of stuff. But other than that, we've got everything out. It's one of those fun days where we just roll out all our toys and try and celebrate all the fun things that we do here at Stagecoach.
Well, it sounds like a great event. And for a guy that's not really a big fan of winter, it seems like it'd be a good event for me to get out there and try it anyway. So, and again, for folks that didn't hear the first part of it, that's February 15th, next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Stagecoach State Park. And a guy can get more information at Colorado Parks and Wildlife's website, correct?
Yes, we do have the event published on the state calendar, but we've actually moved a lot of our communication over to Facebook, which seems to be a good source for folks. So if you have any questions or anything like that, you can actually message me directly through our Facebook page, and I'll be right back with you.
And does Stagecoach have its own page, or is it under the Colorado Parks page?
It is Stagecoach own page, so it's facebook.com/Stagecoach State Park.
Perfect. That's great information for everybody. And Corey, I know you had a rough day yesterday and probably a rough evening. You were still working when I talked to you at 7:30 last night. So I appreciate all your efforts to get the park dug out, and it's a blessing and a curse at the same time to have that much snow on the park, but it should be a perfect set of circumstances for Debunk the Winter Funk. So with that, I think I'll let you step aside and get after your the rest of your day's activities.
Hey, thanks, Chad. I appreciate your time this morning, and you guys have a wonderful day. Stay safe out there, and we'll see everybody out on the ice.
All right, take care. That's Corey Spakes from Stagecoach State Park. Great fishery, diverse fishery, both trout and pike in there. Great place to go harvest some small pike as well. We always let the big ones go and eat the little ones, and they're delicious. So we're going to step aside and take a quick break. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.